Reading from Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuranam, Canto 6, Chapter 12, Text 23 onwards. In board 26 is written, so we can chant together. Dorbhyam Utkrutamulabhyam Babho Rakta Srabaha Asuraha Durbhyamukta Kularbhyam Babho Rakta Srabo Suraha Durbhyam Utkrutamulabhyam Babhu Rakta Srabo Suraha Chinna Pakhyo Yathagotraha Khad Brasto Vajjinahataha. Word meaning Dorbhyam, from the two arms. Utkrutamulabhyam, cut from the very root. Babhu was. Rakta Srabaha, profusely discharging blood. Asuraha, Vritrasuraha. Chinna Pakhya, whose wings are cut. Yatha, just as. Gotraha, a mountain. Khat, from the sky. Vrashta, falling. Vajrina, by Indra, the carrier of the thunderbolt. Hataha, struck. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation: Vritrasura, bleeding profusely, his two arms cut off at their roots, looked very beautiful, like a flying mountain whose wings have been cut to pieces by Indra. This one sentence purport. It appears from the statement of this verse that sometimes there are flying mountains and that their wings are cut by thunderbolt of Indra. Vritrasura's huge body resembles such a mountain. Om Agyanam Timirandhasya Gyanam Janasalakaya Chakhirun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Larita Sri Visakhanitam Namong Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschati Desatarine Jay Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama. So from 23 till the last verse of this chapter, there is only one sentence purport, and the last verse Prabhupada has given something. So we can read the translation of all this and the purport of that verse. In verse 23rd, see, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, Sukadeva Goswami said, Vritrasura and King Indra spoke about devotional service even on the battlefield, and then as a matter of duty, they again began fighting. My dear King, both of them were great fighters and were equally powerful. 24. O Maharaj Parikhit, Vritrasura, who was completely able to subdue his enemy, took his iron club, wheeled it around, aimed it at Indra, and then threw it at him with his left hand. 25. With this thunderbolt named Sataparbha, Indra simultaneously cut to pieces Vritasura's club and his remaining hand. Then 26. Vritasura, bleeding profusely, his two arms cut up at their roots, looked very beautiful, like a flying mountain whose wings have been cut to pieces by Indra. Then 27 to 29 together, the translation is, Vritasura was very powerful in physical strength and influence. He placed his lower jaw on the ground and his upper jaw in the sky. His mouth became very deep, like the sky itself, and his tongue resembled a large serpent. With his fearful, death-like teeth, he seemed to be trying to devour the entire universe. Thus, assuming a gigantic body, the great demon Vritasura shook even the mountains and began crushing the surface of the earth with his legs, as if he were the Himalayas walking about. He came before Indra and swallowed him and Airavata also, his carrier, just as a big python might swallow an elephant. 30. When the demigods, along with Brahma, other Prajapatis, and other great saintly persons saw that Indra had been swallowed by the demon, they became very morose. Alas, they lamented, what a calamity, what a calamity. 31. The protective armor of Narayana, which Indra possessed, was identical with Narayana himself. The Supreme Personality of Godhead protected by that armor and by his own mystic power. King Indra, although swallowed by Vritasura, did not die within the demon's belly. 32. With his thunderbolt, King Indra, who was also extremely powerful, pierced through Vritasura's abdomen and came out. Indra, the killer of the demon Bala, then immediately cut up Vritasura's head, which was as high as the peak of a mountain. 33. Although the thunderbolt revolved around Vritasura's neck with great speed, separating his head from his body, it took one complete year, 360 days, the time in which the sun, moon, and other luminaries complete a northern and southern journey. Then, at the suitable time for Vritasura to be killed, his head fell to the ground. 34. When Vritasura was killed, the Gandharvas and Siddhas in the heavenly planets beat kettle drums in jubilation with Vedic hymns. They celebrated the prowess of Indra, the killer of Vritasura, praising Indra and showering flowers upon him with great pleasure. 35. The last verse. O King Parikhit, subduer of enemies, the living spark then came forth from Vritasura's body and returned home back to Godhead. While all the demigods looked on, he entered the transcendental world to become an associate of Lord Sankarsana. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that Indra, not Vritasura, was actually killed. He says that when Vritasura swallowed King Indra and his carrier, the elephant, he thought, now I have killed Indra, and therefore there is no more need for fighting. Now let me return home back to Godhead. Thus he stopped all his bodily activities and became situated in trance. Taking advantage of the silence of Vritasura's body, Indra pierced the demon's abdomen, and because of Vritasura's trance, Indra was able to come out. Now Vritasura was in Yoga Samadhi, and therefore, although King Indra wanted to cut his throat, the demon's neck was so steep that Indra's thunderbolt took almost 360 days to cut it to pieces. Actually, it was the body left by Vritasura that was cut to pieces by Indra. Vritasura himself was not killed. In his original consciousness, Vritasura returned back to Godhead to become an associate of Lord Sankarsana. Here the word Alokam means the transcendental world, Vaikuntha Loka, where Sankarsana eternally resides. Thus the end of Bhaktivedanta purports of the 6th canto, 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Vritasura's Glorious Death. So, in this chapter, it described about a demon, a asura. And what qualities of asura? Dying of asura. The dying is so glorious, even in the pages of Bhagavatam it is glorified. Actually, devotees, there is no rule for become a devotee that he should be a brahmana, he should be a kshatriya, vaisya, he should be a qualified person, he should be good looking, very knowledgeous, nothing. Even if in any pasu, pakhi, itara, prani, human, anybody, Gajaraj, he was elephant. But stuti is a devotee. That, any species devotee, that is the speciality of devotional service. Any species can take up devotional service and success his life. Here we are seeing always devotee is always anti of demon. Here is a demon. He is a demon. And not only looking like a demon, Prahlad Maharaj is also asura. But he was not doing demoniac activities. He was doing bhajan. He was chanting, doing worship and always glorifying Lord. And here is a demon really acting as a demon. He is doing demoniac service. Fighting against Indra, not against Indra. When he appeared to take revenge of his brother's death, then all the demigods, the rishis, the prajapatis, everybody get together with all their power. They want to protect him and kill him. And he at a shot swallowed all their weapons, just took it inside his belly. Then all Indra and demigods, Rishi, Prajapati said, what is going on here? One chance khatam, next chance he will swallow us. Then Vritasura said, okay. And in this time, all the Indras, the Prajapatis, Rishis, they prayed, they take shelter of Hari. That is the characteristics of demon and devotee. The devatas, they always in the time of trouble, they will go to Lord and approach him. But the Danavas, they will not do. They have their confidence on their prowess. But still, they pray to the Lord, and the Lord appeared in front of devatas and rishis, and the long stuti, the devatas headed by Indra, they were so fearful. They started doing their stuti in gadya and padya in many ways. Somehow, to please Lord, please save us from this asura, please save us. And then finally, Lord told Indra, very confidential process, rahasya, how Vritasura will be killed. He gave this mantra, the rahasya, that you go and make vajra from Daditi Muni's hasti, and then I will invest my power in that vajra, and by that vajra he will be killed. That is the only process. So Indra and Devata Rishiti become very, very pleased. Somehow or other, our Lord is always favoring us, doing us favor. He told us the secret, how demon Vritasura will be killed. Tell us everything. And they went to the Dishi and get this bone and make vajra and everything. Now with full potency, all of them they went. The Lord has told already, we have done the astra vajra, now we will kill him. And still, it is not that easy. If a devotee, a pure devotee becoming a demon, a form is demon, but he is a devotee in the form of a demon, like a Vritasura, furious demon. Even what to speak of us, the demigods, the head of demigods, they are becoming so fearful. by looking at him. And now in this, the descriptions are there. It was so powerful, Vritasura. And when the fighting starts, and by seeing the power of Vritasura, Indra struck into wonder. He said, no, better not to fight. Whatever goodwill I have, I will lose all this. Because in one slap, Vritasura, the slap given to the carrier, to the car, with the car, Indra went behind almost 30-40 feet back and wheel around, and the elephant become totally unconscious. So then somehow or other do some medication. Airavata also come in form because Indra is Amrita Hasta, and they come and they started fighting, and then one more attack, and from Indra's hand Vajra went away, fell down from Indra's hand. Then Indra thought, forget it, I'm not going to fight. I don't know why Lord told me that he will be killed by this Vajra, but what is going on here? The Vajra went from his hand, fell down. And he was told, he is not going to pick the Vajra up. And he said, no, better, I should not fight. At least he is not attacking me. He will attack, he will finish me up. But Vritasura was not attacking Indra. He would have killed. But he knows that no, this is the desire of the Lord, that I will be killed by Indra and with this Vajra. And he encouraged Indra in the battlefield. Instructions given by Vritasura. We have seen in battlefield instruction given by Supreme Lord Krishna to Arjuna. These instructions to make Arjuna to fight. Why we are saying not fight? Fight against them. Kill them up. But here is one of the participants of the battle, Vritasura. He is giving instructions and encouraging Indra to fight and kill me. I want to be killed by you. Why you are doing delay? Just kill me. Strange. Though he is so powerful, Indra is fearing. No, I don't want to fight. No. You don't know. The Lord has told you. This special weapon is in your hand, Sataparva Vajra. And I supposed to be killed by this, so please get ready and kill me. Indra said, oh, no, don't know. You are telling me, then you will give a slap and I will finish. No, I don't want to fight. No, please fight. Such a strange. And not only he told Indra, he encouraged Indra whatever way he can do. And then he said, this Indra is useless, lazy fellow. He is not fighting. I am telling again and again that Lord has told you, and I am also telling, I suppose to die with you, so please come up. Indra said no. So then he said, better to pray, my Lord, that what is going on, I am supposed to be killed. So then he prayed to the Lord. And then finally he started attacking. He said, this is not happening. If I attack, then he will attack. Then he will attack to Indra. In this attacking, by hearing the words and instructions of Vritasura, Indra became really astonished. He is saying, Aho Dhanava Siddhosi Asyate Matiridrisham. What kind of intelligence, what kind of mood you have? The attitude, what a attitude you have? Though you are looking like a demon Vritasura and acting like Asura, and you took birth in Asura family, doing everything Asuras. But the attitude, oh my God. Asya Matiradrusi. Indra became struck with wonder by understanding the mood of Vritasura. Vritasura told, you foolish, you want heavenly planet, na? You take it. You are thinking the Lord is favoring you. You prayed to the Lord. Lord is very favorable to you. And he told you the secret that how I can be killed. Indra saying, yes, of course. Lord has told me. He is always favoring me. He said, you foolish don't know. Lord is favoring me. How come Lord is favoring you? Lord told us how you will be killed. That is the technique. You don't know. Lord, want me in his side as soon as possible. He want to take me from this asura body. I am a devotee in the form of demon. So Lord is becoming hari to take me to his, to make his assistant. That's why he has told you to go and kill him. And you want to, you pray to the Lord and you want to kill him because he wants some enjoyment, heavenly planet. But I don't want that. I want to serve the Lord. I don't have any desire. So the Sakam Bhakta and Niskam Bhakta, even the Sakam Bhakta is the king of demigods. And all the rishis, munis, prajapatis, they are in his sight, supporting him. But still, in his Kam Bhakta, even his condemned demoniac body, having demoniac body form, like Vritasura, and working like a demon, talking like a demon. But Lord is showing in this case of Vritasura that even if he is a demon, but if he is in his Kam, then that's it. I want to kill him through you, but he is glorious. Because I want to bring him back. I want to bring him back. And Vritasura, even if Asura, and everybody knows the Lord has already announced that he is going to be killed by this Vajra, but still, everybody knows Vritasura knew that he is going to be killed, but this killing is not ordinary. In the last moment, he is so glorious. Killing, the dying is just so glorious that one chapter is described as glorious death of Vritasura. Whole chapter. He is dying only. Even if a demon, but his dying is so glorious. And he is praying to be die. To die. So, here we are seeing though Indra is always fearful, but to encourage Indra, to agitate Indra, Vritasura started fighting. And Indra with his vajra caught his weapon, caught his one hand. And then again, with another hand, he attacked Indra. And Indra with his thunderbolt, Sataparva, he again cut into pieces to that weapon, and continued another hand. Now Vritasura losing his two hands. He has no hand, no weapons, nothing. But he is looking so beautiful. In this verse in the word, Sukadeva Goswami is looking at Vritasura, not at Indra. He is looking, my God, such a nice beauty. His both hands are cut, but still he is looking so nice. He is not seeing so ferocious. It's beautiful. This is the beauty. A devotee, even if a very dangerous body, but his devotee is a devotee. His every action, even everybody has to praise it. Because he's a devotee. Lord is always favoring devotee. We cannot understand in which way he is favoring. Here the real thing is that Vritasura was totally favored by the Lord. But the demigods, even they cannot understand. The rishis, prajapatis, they could not understand. Now the both hands cut up from the root and profusely bleeding. And Sukadeva Goswami is looking, oh, so nice. Just like a mountain from the sky is coming down. So, even if the hand cut, but still the form of a devotee is so praiseworthy that Sukadeva Goswami is praising him. Yes. And then, now he has no hand, no weapon, nothing. And Vritasura said, so, but why are you getting delayed? I want to go to become an assistant of Lord Sankarsana as soon as possible. Still Indra is cutting my this hand, that hand, not cutting my, not killing me. Hari, you have this vajra, just cut my throat. But after telling so many encouraging words, agitating him, still he is just cutting left hand, right hand. What is this? This police? So better I can't tolerate this so many times. So he went. Just now he has no hand, no weapon. So he went in front of Indra. Everybody is looking, oh, why he is coming? No weapon is his hand, why he is coming? And just coming, open his mouth. My God, open his mouth. And his mouth, opening mouth, is narrated in 4 or 5 verses. So furious. That one ja touching to the ground, the another touching to the sky, and the tongue is a huge serpent. By seeing this Sukadeva Goswami is narrating the open mouth of Pritasura. You can just imagine, we are not there, just try to think mentally, if you would be there in the spot, in the match, when match is going on, we must be there in the gallery and looking at what is going on. He is just coming, opening his mouth. Such a furious, dangerous mouth. Indra is totally, what to do now? Such a huge mouth, I want to cut his teeth. This teeth, that teeth, upper or higher or tongue or what will do? It is so huge. So huge. And when he was coming, Sukadeva Goswami not only seeing his mouth, seeing his walking also. Every action of a devotee, even if in the form of a demon, is so praiseworthy that even Sukadeva Goswami is praising. He's all opening mouth, cutting his hand, looking, speaking, talking, and walking even. Now he's walking. Now he's saying, just like mountain is walking. Mountain has no foot. But his mouth is only looking. You can see only the mouth. His legs are not looking. Hands are no more there. Because his mouth touching to the ground, to the sky, so behind nothing is, we can't see anything. So he's saying, just like a mountain is walking, for what? Himalaya is walking without foot. So like that. And when he's walking, pierced into the ground, earthquake happening. All these other mountains and everything is getting grinded, doing that, and he's coming. And the Indra and his supporters and the audience or those who are there, they're looking at it, Siddha Gandharva Charana from the sky and from their position, they all became, oh, what is going on now? And he moved forward in this furious opening his mouth, like a mountain is walking, and suddenly come and just shallow Indra with his car. Airavata, Indra, Vajra with all his weapons, everything. And he didn't use his teeth. If he would have taken one bite, then Indra would have landed there, but he didn't use it. He didn't use his word, don't use his, such a huge mouth. And Indra and Airavata, both. Airavata and Indra with Vajra and everything, it is very small thing. Why will I use my teeth for it? It's just by this. Just like suppose sometimes we are eating, somebody have kept fast yesterday. So now, very nice, tasty food served you. So small gulab jamuns, maybe size, because big gulab jamuns I can't eat, we can't swallow. But something very tasty, small size food is there, then because you are so hungry, very fast you can just put it in the mouth and swallow it. No time to chew it now, no time to grind it. Immediately, very soft and small size. Why? So if you are hurry, then you will not do it. Just put it on him. Sometimes, not only that, sometimes we are taking a tablet or very bitter tablet or medicine. Then we don't want to put it in the tongue or teeth or something. Just put it like that. So, Vritasura thought, this useless Indra. Why will just use my tongue, teeth and all that? Just put it with his weapon and with his carrier, Airavata, just put it and swallow, without touching anything. Just imagine what a big mouth he would have. If somebody can swallow, Indra could not touch his teeth, otherwise he would be wounded. No. Just like highway, he enter like express highway. Inside mouth, inside throat, inside the belly. With his car and with his luggage, belongings, everything. And really, Sukadeva Goswami saying Indra was not killed even if he went inside the belly, because Indra was protected by Narayana Kavacha. He got from his guru Narayana Kavacha. So though he killed the guru, Vishwarupa, he gave his Narayana Kavacha, and he was practiced Narayana Kavacha. So some or other Narayana protect him. Why Narayana protect him? Because Vritasura didn't touch him through his, he would have given one bite, that would have finished. But because Narayana is giving, no, don't do that, because you have to be killed. He has to come out, because to give you so glory. Now Indra and his carrier went inside the belly of Indra, and somehow or other Narayana protect Indra. What is the reason of protecting? Protecting to bring, to show the glory of Dhritarashtra only, not Indra. Is this glory of Indra? No. He went inside the mouth, inside the throat, inside the belly. What kind of king, demigod king, holding Vajra, wearing an Airavata, such a big elephant? Nothing. And when went inside, all the people that were looking at it, all the rishis, prajapatis, pitaras, devatas, siddhas, they started crying, shouting, finish, match over. Match over. Indra is inside the belly now. He swallowed all the, everything gone. And they started crying. But they couldn't see that, the technique of Narayana. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is telling in this verse that Dhritarashtra, he never tried. When he saw, just swallow him, and then he was in complete in trance, in meditation. Why? He thought that Lord has made arrangement that I should be killed by Indra with this thunderbolt. And he is delaying. So better I should put him into my belly, and he do it. And after swallowing him, then he thought, now over. Now Indra is no more, Vajra is no more, so who will kill me? So better I should go to my Lord through my Samadhi. I should leave my body. He should kill me, I should go. This is the process, but now no Indra is there. He is inside my belly. All his instruments and Indra, his carrier, they are all inside my belly now. So why I will delay? Better I should meditate and he should go. So he was not doing any kind of attempt to protect himself or to oppose Indra. He was completely silent, and Indra took that opportunity. Actually, Indra didn't took that opportunity. The opportunity is given by Narayana. That is the protection. What? Because Narayana's word is that, the ruling is that, the rule is that he should be killed by Indra through the Vajra. So this thing will not happen. So Narayana somehow or other bring Indra out of the belly. The Indra cut the abdomen of Dhritarashtra and come out. Somehow or other you went inside, somehow or other he didn't digest you, because he was silent. Without using the teeth, if he would have used some of his pakasthali, stomach or something, moving the stomach, then Indra would have been finished by that. But he didn't do anything. He was in Samadhi, Yoga Samadhi. So by this, taking this advantage, Indra started cutting inside the belly. He didn't cut outside, from inside he cut, because it very soft. inside the belly, it is so soft, he could have cut inside the belly and make a hole and come out. Now, coming out, he was so, now better I should kill him, because he is totally immovable condition in samadhi. Even if the belly is cut, totally he is doing nothing, because he is gone. He is gone, only dead body is there. And Indra becoming so fearful, and all the those who are looking, they become fearful. Oh, we don't know, the death certificate not issued. You know, he may come up again. Only the belly is, big hole is there, but still, don't accept that he has died. So then Indra, very smart, become very smart, and immediately want to cut his head up. And with his thunderbolt, with full power, with full speed, he wanted to cut his head up. And it took only 1 year, one complete year, 360 days, just to chop his head up. This is Indra with his so-called powerful thunderbolt, in which Lord's energy is invested also. It's Brahmastra, Dadhichi Munis, Brahma Tej, and Bhagavata Tej, and in the hand of Indra, so powerful. And he is trying with his full potency, as soon as possible, I should cut his head up. But still, it took only 360 days, 1 year. And how it happened? Because he was totally not doing, not opposing. He would have little bit opposed. Oh my God, finish. So just cutting to the throat of a dead body of Vrutasura, it took 1 year complete. So in every step, Lord is making that arrangement that my devotee, even if he is asura, even if he is a ghastly demoniac body, but all the demigods with all your powers, by my potency, by my mercy, by everything, it is not that easy to defeat my devotee. Even he is going to die, that dying is so glorious that we can now. We can just contemplating the death of Vrutasura. Even the dead body, it took 1 year to cut it with Vajra. With some other weapons, forget. They will finish with their lifelong. It will not happen. That's why it has happened. Lord, he knows that from outside it is very difficult. So from inside the abdomen, he make a hole, and now he is cutting his head up. It's so steep. So this is Vrutasura. In this character Vrutasura, actually in this whole sixth canto, the subject Poshana is there, Poshana Tattva. In whole Bhagavatam, there are 10 subjects are there, starting from Sarga, Visarga, Sthana, and Poshana. This is the fourth subject. Sarga, the Srishti, Visarga, the Upasrishti, and then Sthana in the fifth canto, all the places. And now Poshana Tattva, Poshana Tat Anugraha. How by the mercy of the Lord, everybody is getting maintained. Maintenance. Even if he is maintaining everybody, Lord declared that this is general rule. Samoham Sarva Bhutesu Name Dvesastina Priyaha. I am equal to everybody. I am impartial. I have no enemy, no friend. Samo aham sarva bhutesu name desa name. But this is general rule, okay. But this rule is not applicable when I am with my family. Rules is there in office, in public. But in private, this is not. What is the private rule? Private. Ye bhajanti timang bhaktya maite te suchapi aham. If somebody with devotion is serving me, then the rule is different. What is that rule? Namai te, te sucha api aham. I am theirs and they are mine. This is the rule behind the screen. And outside, I am equal, I am impartial. But he is very much partial. Very much, Lord is always very much partial to his devotee. But in backside. Nobody can understand it, nobody can see it. Now in the outside, everybody is saying the fighting. Indra is becoming winning and these things favoring by the Lord. But really, the win, Indra got defeated, Vrutasura got his project fulfilled. And he got the real favor of the Lord. Even if he died in the battlefield, but the death is so glorious. That shows that how the Lord is favoring to his devotee. In whatever form the devotee will be. But he is always favored by the Lord. But sometimes we so-called devotees, we could not understand it. But those who are elevated personality, they know the mood of the Lord, the mind of the Lord. Yes. Sometimes the devotee is coming in the form of a demon. That's why it is very, very difficult to understand who is devotee, who is not. Very difficult. All these demigods, they also, they failed. By hearing the words, the statements of Vrutasura when he was fighting, then Indra could understand, oh my God. He is such an elevated devotee. That also makes Indra say, I should not kill him. I have already done Brahmahatya. I have done Guru Drohi, Brahma Drohi. Now he is Bhakta Drohi. No, 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 I should not kill again. I have killed my Guru. I have killed a Brahmana. Now he is supermost. He is such an elevated Vaishnava. How can I kill him? In this mood, then. Vrutasura told, oh, I spoke to him, oh, he got alert now, he may not kill me. So, in this attempt, in the death of Vrutasura, we can see Vrutasura himself, by his own trial, his own attempt, he is killing by himself. He is killed by himself. He swallowed Indra without touching him, without hitting him, then he allowed Indra to cut his belly and cut his throat. He is in samadhi. Otherwise, Indra with all his powers and his position, no. So, if such a devotee is niskam, even if he is in any form, even if he is in a demon form, not the form of demon, working like a demon, still, the attitude of a devotee, that is unchanged. So the main thing is here that how to recognize a devotee, just by external form, just by behavior? No. If you want to recognize a devotee, then only by his mood, by his attitude. So the most important thing to learn us here in this verse, that what should be the attitude of all of us in Krishna consciousness. That is the point. We are all thinking ourselves, we are devotee in ISKCON. So what should be the proper attitude of a member of ISKCON, a devotee in Krishna consciousness? Not only we will be serious about the external forms, external activities, behavior, no. We should be very seriously try to look what mood we have. What is the attitude behind our form, behind our activities, what is the attitude we have in Krishna consciousness? That will make sure who I am, who we are. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes. You are asking what attitude we should have? We just narrate the whole the attitude of Vrutasura. Same attitude we should have. We should get the attitude of Asura, Vruta, Vrutra Asura. Ahang Hare. Yes. So we should take little bit from the great devotee. According to our post position and size, we can take something. But this should be the attitude. You know, the amount may not be he has used, but we can take little, but same that attitude may be in proportion. Yes. What?
Now, here I try to understand how do we overcome the propensity of being judgmental? Because if we see or if we
hear. How do you overcome the propensity of?
Of being judgmental.
Big judgmental.
Because if we hear of a demon, that naturally means that he is of negative character.
Yeah. No, the attitude is proper. But all other dealings, form, everything is different. So that's something. The bottom point is that we cannot ascertain a devotee just by his form, just by his behavior, just by external symptoms. Unless and until you understood what is the mood, till that point it's difficult. We can't judge. Okay? हरे कृष्ण ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की संवेद भक्त वृंद की